Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Talk about setting myself reminders or setting reminders. Is it... Right, OK. I'm sure my wife, Donna, was planning on getting her hair done today. I'm sure. You know, if you're a bloke, you'll know you have these conversations with your other half and you're not really paying that much attention. But there's a little bit of grey matter, isn't there, at the back of your brain. It's kind of making notes all the time. And I think, I'm sure she's mentioned she's having her hair done today. So is it wrong of me to have put a reminder in my phone for later on this afternoon to pay close attention so when she comes home I've noticed? Is that bad? I should just naturally notice, shouldn't I? But I'm hopeless at things like that. Yesterday, I was in Morrison's doing my shopping. The guy in front of me in the queue had a classic Casio digital watch. And the reason I knew that is because at 3 o'clock when I was in the queue, this happened. That. And I don't know if you remember, Scott, I mean, it was for me at school, kind of primary school, start of secondary school in the mid-80s, it was the in thing to get a digital watch. And the funniest thing in the world was when 30 of these all went off together at the end. They used to go like that around the class.
Yeah.
On the hour. And you used to look at the teacher and go, it's end of class now, it's dinner time. It's 12 o'clock.
It goes by my time, yeah. Not by your time.
Shush, it's dinner time, miss. Like that.
Yeah.
All the way around. So it just took me back to the... Like, and I was trying to think what my first piece of tech was. It was probably either my digital watch. I also remember, I was just looking at a video
here
on YouTube.
Did you have one of those calculator watches?
No.
I wanted one of them. I just had one of those world time ones that needlessly could tell you the time in every different time zone in the world, even though I never left.
So what time is it in Sydney right now? That's going to be useful, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of my friends had a digital watch that had like a little football game on it. It had two buttons, one on each side of the watch. You could play this little football game. It was like the iWatch 30 years ago.
Yeah, brilliant. I had a personal organiser that you could basically make an identikit of your friends' faces, so you could store their names and addresses, and then put together a nose and an eye and a...
Just in case you ever forgot what they look like.
Yeah, and I just thought it was going to change my life. Did it? No.
And that was maybe a pre... That was where you're still disorganised to the day.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like the precursor to the Wii, you know, like on the Wii you could design those little pictures of your friends.
It was exactly like that, yeah.
Precursor to that. I've just been watching a video here on YouTube of Pong. I do remember having that, so probably that was my first...
What, in black and white? I didn't
realise
it was that
old. Black and white. It used to have like a little games console. It was basically a ball used to go across the screen. You used to have two bats on either side of the screen.
Yeah, I know Pong.
Yeah? Just talking about your first piece of tech gadgetry that you ever owned. There you go, there's the Casio watch going off again. What would you class as your first gadget? Claire said her mum had a tease made. Remember a tease made? Do they still sell that kind of stuff now? Used to make your cup of tea, didn't it, for when you woke up, set the alarm, and there it was, perfect cuppa, waiting on the side of the bed. Nick had a speak and spell. Do you have a speak and spell? Morning to Rob. He says, the moment we switched to a remote control TV, I would class the remote as our first gadget. I mean, it's hard to believe now, isn't it? Kids, listening to this morning as you're getting up and going out, or maybe as you're waking up. We used to have televisions, you know, where you used to have to get up off your bottom and press a button to change the channel. Granted, we only had three to pick from at that time, and then four eventually. Can you imagine having a TV set now with 900 buttons on the front of it to choose from? Let's go to Aidan to play that lyrics this morning. Morning, Aidan.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Aidan. How are you? Are you okay this morning?
Yeah.
You're not had breakfast yet, though, mate. Come on, you've got to get cracking. You'll be off to school soon. You can have breakfast. Yeah, you've got to get your breakfast down, you mate. So you were telling me, particularly if you want to be a cricketer, you were telling me you've been cricket training last night. Is that right?
Yeah.
Who do you play with? Who do you play for?
Newton
Rivers. Do you? Oh, yeah, and you got a game tonight. Do you know who you're playing tonight?
No, Haydock.
Haydock, you're playing Haydock?
Yeah.
Fabulous local derby, that's what we like. What's your speciality when it comes to cricket, Aidan?
Batting.
You're a batter. All right, let's see if we can get... Let's give Andrew Strauss a call, see if we can get you into the England squad at the moment, Aidan. You can't do any worse than that bunch of Muppets at the moment, can you? Let's be honest, you might get a game. So have you got whites and everything? You got all that kit, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet your mum loves keeping them clean, doesn't she? Get a little bit of Vanish there in the wash, mum, eh? That's what you need at the moment, isn't it? Right, OK, Aidan, well, let's see if we can win you some tickets. You've got tickets to see Wigan Warriors against Hull KR, courtesy of Ladbrokes. They're playing in the Challenge Cup at the Sports Village tomorrow. So here's our little lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Lily May and this is my lyric. We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air.
OK, that's Lily May from St Paul's CE Primary School in Wigan. So, Aidan, what's the song? Who sings it?
Is it Taylor Swift's Love Story? We were both young
when I first saw you. Yes, it is. Well done. So well done, Aidan. You got yourself tickets to go and watch the Warriors tomorrow night at the Sports Village. And who's there in the house? Who are you going to say hello to? Who's listening to you in the background? Who's helping out? Who's there?
My friend Sam, my mum Paula, my sister Emily, and my brother Thomas.